The new superhero series The Flash debuts tonight. It joins a primetime TV schedule that is filled with more shows than ever based on comic books. And NPR TV critic Eric Deggans likes what he's seeing. He says two of the best new network dramas this fall take very different approaches to telling superhero stories with wonderful results.
It's tough to find a more traditional superhero story than the CW's take on The Flash.
You see that red blur? That's me. My name is Barry Allen. I am the fastest man alive.
In the comics, Barry Allen is a scientist who gets zapped by a lightning bolt and knocked into a shelf full of chemicals. And that's pretty much how the CW's TV version goes, too.
What the hell happened to him? He was hit by lightning.
When he wakes up 9 months later with the gift of super speed, a couple of scientist sidekicks explain what happened.
What is going on?
Your muscles should be atrophied, but instead they're in a chronic and unexplained state of cellular regeneration.
And help him understand his new powers.
See, you thought the world was slowing down. It wasn't. You were moving so fast, it only looked like everyone else was standing still.
Star Grant Gustin has boy band ready good looks and an earnest energy. Just what we expect from a hero like Barry Allen. There are no clumsy attempts to make his story more sophisticated. The Flash is just a good guy hero chasing bad guys in a story that's half police procedural and half superhero fantasy. What's amazing here is that The Flash is completely different from Fall TV's other great comic book series, Fox's Gotham. Fox's show is a Batman series without the superhero. It starts with the murder of Bruce Wayne's parents when he's 12 years old. A principled rookie detective named James Gordon takes the case and tries to comfort him.
When I was about your age, a drunk driver hit our car, killed my dad. And I promise you, however dark and scary the world might be right now, there will be light.
Gotham is many things. A noirish police drama about the rise of a good cop in a bad town, the story of a little kid who pushes himself to become a superhero, and an origin tale for bad guys from Batman lore, including an early version of the Penguin. There's also a new villain, a crime boss played by Jada Pinkett Smith named Fish Mooney, who can't stand Gordon.
Was that screaming we heard back there?
Yes. My boys are watching a scary movie.
Really?
No. Actually, one of my staff has been stealing money from me, so we're beating his punk ass.
Gotham stitches together pieces of past Batman versions into a new story. It has the gritty feel of Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight movies, but a touch of the timeless goofiness from Tim Burton's Batman. Drama like this is heaven for comic book geeks, especially when you consider that the first Batman many fans saw on TV sounded like this.
Holy cliffhangers, Batman! Aren't you even gonna try to get loose?
What's the cube root of pi, Robin?
The cube root of pi at a time like this?
Never mind, I just remembered it.
Back in the 1960s, superheroes were mostly a campy joke, leaping around in tights and launching cartoon graphics with every punch. And it didn't get much better a decade later, when the Incredible Hulk's alter ego David Banner chased off a nosy reporter with a classic line.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
30 years later, comic book series like The Flash and Gotham succeed because they take comic book storytelling seriously. Classic comic stories are refined over many decades, with characters that have evolved over changing times. These new series treat that history as important building blocks, with extra nods to the comic book storylines for fans who are paying attention. That's why I don't worry when others complain about the growing number of superhero-themed TV shows. Because if every series turns out as well as The Flash and Gotham, this comic book geek is ready to see a lot more. I'm Eric Deggans.